Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And we're back on Total Information AM. If you've been paying attention to the forecast, or if you've been anywhere but under a rock for the last several days, you know that it is miserably hot outside. One good solution, particularly for today, a little bit of ice cream. And today, yes, today, great excuse for it. It's National Ice Cream Day across the country. So it is your patriotic duty to go eat ice cream somewhere. Tamara Keefe is joining me now from Clementine's Naughty and Nice Creamery. And Tamara would like you to come join her for some ice cream. Good morning.
Good morning, George. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Now, National Ice Cream Day. Obviously, we love an excuse to eat ice cream.
Of course.
Kind of a sales pitch, too, I'm guessing. But what do you think? How did this get started?
Actually, Ronald Reagan, President Ronald Reagan, in 1984 made it an official holiday.
Okay, so this is really just more of an excuse for us to cheat on the diets that we're on.
Yeah, maybe, maybe. But it's a great, you know, way to get together with your kids or your friends and kind of make it an annual tradition that everyone goes to get ice cream, at least on National Ice Cream Day.
What got you into the ice cream business?
You know, I've been making ice cream my whole life since I was a kid. It was always my hobby and my passion. And I just happened to grow up and end up working in the food industry. So after 25 years of my corporate gig, I decided to go follow my bliss and make ice cream in St. Louis.
And how did that start for you? You've got three locations now, so something's obviously going right. How did that kind of get rolling for you around here?
Well, it was amazing. I live in Lafayette Square, and so I definitely wanted to have my first shop in Lafayette Square. But, you know, in the spring of 2014, I was kind of burnt out in my corporate gig and I wanted to do something else. And through the urging of some really close friends, they suggested that I quit corporate America. And I was like, what? You don't quit corporate America. Are you kidding me? And I was like, what would I do? And my other girlfriend turns to me and she goes, you know, you're always complaining St. Louis doesn't have good ice cream. And you're always complaining our neighborhood doesn't have an ice cream shop. So, and your ice cream is the most amazing we've ever had. And you love doing it more than anything else. Like, go do that. And I was kind of like, okay, what's the worst thing that could happen? I fail. Okay, well, I can go get another job. And that weekend, we wrote my business plan and put together my financials. And 2 weeks later, I resigned.
And now you have an ice cream shop. Yeah, you have three ice cream shops.
Now I have three and soon to be four.
Soon to be four. And so the Soha neighborhood, Southampton.
Yes.
Tamara just filled me in on Soha. I didn't know Soha, but that's what's going on in Southampton. Now, Lafayette was your first one.
Mm-hmm.
And run through the other. Clayton. And where's the other?
The third one is Soha.
Right.
And the fourth one will be in Maplewood.
Maplewood. So there's a new one coming to Maplewood. Now, what sets you a little bit apart is not everybody wants the traditional non-alcoholic ice cream. There are some of us that like our ice cream with a little bit of kick.
So, yes.
So was that an original part of what you were doing, or is that something you kind of worked your way into?
It was pretty close to the original of me building the business. Thankfully, I had someone, a restaurant customer actually in St. Louis, kind of push me towards that. And so we have a trade secret process for infusing alcohol into the ice cream. So our naughty ice creams are super boozy, and we are definitely changing the ice cream game.
So what sells more, regular or naughty? or naughty or nice, I should say.
I think nice sells more, but we have a really loyal following for the naughty ice creams for sure. In fact, I get a lot of comments from moms how impressed they are that all of a sudden, their husbands are better fathers that want to take their kids for Sundays on ice cream on Sundays because they love the boozy ice cream. So I get a lot of thank yous.
Okay, so you're providing an excuse to eat ice cream, an excuse for dads and moms who want a little extra something. What's your favorite flavor?
It depends on the day.
What's your favorite flavor today?
Lemon poppy seed.
Why lemon poppy seed?
Because it's actually a non-dairy, it's our vegan, and you can't tell that it's a vegan ice cream. So we have those too. So for people who have special dietary restrictions, It's light, it's fresh, it's summery. Well, no, let me take that back. It's not the lemon poppy seed. We just came out with a strawberry ice cream with swirls of scratch-made lemon curd.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, that's so good. And so, my new flavors I get excited about, and I love those kind of.
Well, the fact that you have two favorites just today is
right
evidence of that. Now, tell me this. It's about roughly the same temperature as the surface of the sun right outside has been for days. Do you find yourself walking into the freezer and just like hanging out?
No, I really just like hanging out in my shops because we make sure that they're extra cool. So you're definitely getting a respite when you come in for the summer into one of our shops to get ice cream. You're like, oh, this is the place we should be.
So being that National Ice Cream Day is a holiday, there should be events. What's going on?
Yeah, so we have a lot of really cool, exciting things. We have this cool collectible t-shirt that the first 50 paying customers in line at every store gets.
I'll post a picture on Twitter.
Yes, it's very cool. And every year we always have a really good line, so get out there early and get in line for your t-shirt. We're also giving away free pins all day. We have a social media contest so that you could win free ice cream for a year. So if you take a picture in store with your ice cream or your family or your friend and you tag us and hashtag National Ice Cream Day, we will select a couple of winners for free ice cream for a year. And we are doing something in St. Louis that has never been done before, a National Ice Cream Day, but we can't tell you what it is. So it's kind of a big surprise, but you could take your chances depending on when you come in the store. It'll be really cool, and everybody will definitely be talking about it afterwards. So we hope everybody comes out, and it'll definitely be a chance to surprise and delight each of you out there.
There's the tease. Okay, well, it's National Ice Cream Day. Tamara Keefe welcoming you to Clementine's Naughty and Nice Ice Cream. Three locations currently. They are Southampton, the original in Lafayette Square, and also in Clayton. And then Maplewood. When does Maplewood open?
Later this year.
Later this year. So you got something to look forward to over in Maplewood. Happy National Ice Cream Day.
Happy National Ice Cream Day.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.